This is a dictation for Mr. Ashok Badwar, A-S-H-O-K-B-A-D-H-W-A-R, date of service 10-4-2023, date of birth 1-16-1947, date of accident 7-18-2023. Mr. Ashok Badwar was injured in an automobile accident where he was hit on the passenger side in a T-bone fashion. The patient has been complaining of pain in the neck, mid and the lower back. Especially the pain in the middle back is slightly better. The pain in the neck and the lower back is to the tune of 7. The pain in the shoulder is also 7, with the difficulty lifting beyond 90 degrees. Pain in the both arm and both hands as well as both posterior buttocks and the legs up to the ankle is reported as numbness and tingling and sometimes pains almost constantly. All of the pains are reported to be between 7 and 8. Some pain is reported into the both hips and both knees, but patient is able to walk reasonably okay at this time. ADLs are affected 7. The patient reports a 30% improvement because of the medications and physical therapy which is going on. Kindly review the chart for the ADL system review and additional history and substance abuse as well as current compliance history. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 119 over 78, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be the same from the previous visit of 9-26-23, dictation number 1009-003. Kindly mention that the in the musculature examination, that the spasm of the right paraspinal muscle is now gone at T6 to L5. It's minimal. Other than the rest of the exam is still the same. The tenderness is still present at C4, C5, C6, C7 spine, but the tenderness at T6, 7, and 8 is not present. That's the only changes. Thank you. Diagnosis remains the same, and the plan is to review the MRI for the shoulder that have been done recently. The MRI for the left shoulder shows a tendinitis of subscapularis and infraspinatus tendon. Tendinitis of the infraspinatus tendon. Tendinosis of the long head of biceps. Subacromial subdeltoid bursitis. Glenohumeral joint effusion. The marked capsular hypertrophic changes at the AC joint. For this patient has been advised to have injections of the infraspinatus tendon, supraspinatus tendon, subscapularis tendon. Intra-articular injection of the shoulder is advised to carry on the biceps tendinitis. Bursitis can be injected, subacromial subdeltoid bursitis by an injection under the fluoroscopy. There is a effusion of the glenohumeral joint that can be corrected by the intra-articular injection, series of 3 or 4. Regarding the MRI of the right shoulder, again there is a marked capsular hypertrophic changes at AC joint, and supraspinatus infraspinatus tendinosis is identified, subscapularis tendinosis is identified, posterior superior lateral tear is identified, subacromial subdeltoid bursitis is identified, glenohumeral joint effusion is identified. Once again, patient is advised to have injection of the right shoulder intraarticular, as well as to the AC joint, to the subacromial subdeltoid bursa injection, and injection to the supraspinatus, infraspinatus, and subscapularis tendons. He continues on the medication Celebrex, 200 milligram daily, Acifex, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Is provided with Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day for anxiety and panic. Xanax is provided 0.5 milligram PRN, Lyrica, and 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. She uses compounding cream for topical pain relief and naltrexone in addition to the pain relief. He'll be seen in a month's time. He continues his physical therapy at three times per week for the affected area, especially the neck, middle, lower back, and both shoulders and hip, with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, McKenzie program, acupuncture, chiropractic. He has been taken off from attendant care as he is able to manage his life, his family health. He's still, he's thought of a work disability at this time, house work replacement, and transportation help. Thank you.